Sermon text this morning from today's gospel reading. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Thus far the words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So what does the Lamb of God do? The Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world, puts it on himself, bears it, carries it for us, takes it to the cross. He takes away the sin of the world. To say that Jesus, the Lamb of God, takes away the sin of the world, we must very much then acknowledge that there is such a thing as sin, that sin is real and sin actually does exist. And what is this thing that we call sin? Sin is characterized by these words. It is lawlessness. As moral creatures with an intellect and with a will, we are bound to obey the divine will and the law of God. What is that? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. When we lack in perfectly keeping this divine law, we're not merely in a neutral position to the law. We are actively fighting against the law. We are being law breakers. We are in opposition to it, and that is called lawlessness, wickedness, or sin. And the wages of sin is death. Clearly, then, because God did send us a Savior, sin is a really big deal to Him. Sin must be paid for. And the payment for sin was the life of the incarnate Son of the only true and living God. Behold, John said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. If this is the case, then we must all be infinitely concerned about being divine lawbreakers, and then even more infinitely concerned about what Jesus has done for us. He's not simply a great moral teacher. He's not merely an example for us to follow. He is the payment, the sacrifice for the sin of the world. And He is here to reconcile all of mankind to God the Father. Thus the cry goes out, repent! Turn away from your sins. Do this daily, hourly, moment by moment. Turn from them in sorrow and cling to the work of the Savior. John the Baptizer cries out, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Regardless if we think we have repented already, or if we think that we have nothing to repent of, John cries out, repent! All humans are in need of repentance. All of us are in need of forgiveness. And because of our fallen nature, we can never really wrap our heads around what sin actually is and how God looks at it, how it offends Him, and how God understands it, to say nothing of completely understanding what it means to repent and turn away from our sin. What is God's remedy to all of this if we are unable to seek Him out, to call upon His name without Him reaching out first? He is the one who will seek us out. He sends His Son to do what? To seek and to save that which was lost. To do this, the Son of God would suffer and die for our lawlessness. Jesus would lift up our sin and bear it and carry it to the cross. In fact, that is the foremost article of our faith. That Jesus Christ, our God and Lord, was put to death for our trespasses and raised again for our justification. So says St. Paul. Isaiah writes under divine inspiration, God has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. The Apostle John records the word of that thunderbolt, John the Baptizer. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The work of God, that work of God that He has done through His Son, Jesus Christ, we lay hold of by faith. Just as the Hebrew slaves did when they trusted the promise of God in the Passover. What were they to do in the Passover? Take the blood of the Passover lamb, put it in a bowl, take some hyssop, dip it in the bowl in the blood, and paint the blood on the doorposts and the lintel of their homes. And when they did this, trusting in the promise of God, that night the angel of death would pass over their house. The lamb was sacrificed so that the angel of death would pass over, that death would pass over that home and that family. The lamb of God was sacrificed. The blood of the lamb of God covered the people and protected them. What are we hearing when we hear these very words? Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We are hearing and trusting this very word of God, that Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It is His blood that covers us. His blood painted on the doorpost and the lintel of our lives. His blood that protects us from the angel of death when it comes for us. This is the faith that we hold, the faith that we have, that we trust deeply and abidingly in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Because this Passover lamb that the Hebrews sacrificed pointed forward to the great rescue from death that would come through Jesus Christ. Christ was given to us that we might believe that we are made righteous, that is, we are justified before God because of this very Christ. We are accounted righteous for Christ's sake when we believe that God is reconciled to us because of Jesus. There is salvation in no other name, no other person, no other work. It is Christ and Christ alone who gives salvation. Faith takes hold and grabs onto the work of Jesus Christ. And therefore we are saved by trusting Christ and in no one else. For Christ did atone for our sins. And He alone is the price by which we are saved. The Lord Jesus came to us and won forgiveness for all humanity. Forgiveness from a sin that we could not pay for on our own. Forgiveness from sin that we could not escape all on our own. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Sin. Either we bear it or the Lamb bears it. Martin Luther writes for us, "It is extremely important that we know where our sin has been disposed of. The law deposits our sins on our conscience and shoves them into our heart. But God takes them away from us and places them on the shoulders of the Lamb. If sin rested on me or on the world, we would be lost, for it is too strong. It is too burdensome. God says, I know your sin is unbearable for you. Therefore, behold, I will lay it on my lamb and relieve you of it." Believe this. If you do, you are delivered of sin. There are only two abodes of sin. It either resides with you, weighing you down, or it lies upon Christ, the Lamb of God. If it is loaded on your back, you are lost. But if it rests on Christ, you are free and saved. In short order, in a few weeks, we will sing this hymn, and it's good to remember. Not all the blood of beasts on Jewish altars slain could give the guilty conscience peace or wash away the stain. But Christ, the heavenly Lamb, takes all our sin away. A sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. My faith would lay its hand on that dear head of thine, while as a penitent I stand and there confess my sin. My soul looks back to see the burden thou didst bear, when hanging on the cross I know my guilt was there. Believing we rejoice to see the curse removed, we bless the Lamb with cheerful voice and sing His bleeding love. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.